In the Sustainability Reads podcast, I read articles about sustainability that have been published online on news sites, blogs, or organization websites. Listening to this podcast can give you quick insights on sustainability news, opinions, and innovations while limiting your screen time. A variety of sustainability topics are covered, such as climate change, recycling, regenerative agriculture, and circular economy. The name and URL of the article are always mentioned in the comments, so that you have the opportunity to dive deeper if you want to. Enjoy listening. In today's episode, I'm reading Regent Honeyeater, Endangered Bird Has Forgotten Its Song. It's an article published on bbc.com and written by Victoria Gill on the 17th of March 2021. Let's go. A rare songbird has become so threatened that it has started to lose its song, say scientists. The Regent Honeyeater, once abundant in southeastern Australia, is now listed as critically endangered. Just 300 individuals remain in the world. They don't get a chance to hang around with other honeyeaters and learn what they're supposed to sound like, explained Dr. Ross Crates. His findings are published in the UK Royal Society journal Proceedings B. Dr. Crates, a member of the difficult bird research group at the Australian National University in Canberra, is now trying to preserve the bird's song by teaching captive honeyeaters the songs of their wild relatives. Needle in a haystack. The researchers had not set out to study the song of the Regent Honeyeater, but simply to find birds. They're so rare, and the area they could occupy is so big, probably 10 times the size of the UK, that we were looking for a needle in a haystack, said Dr. Crates. During his painstaking search, he started to notice birds that were singing weird songs. He recalled, they didn't sound anything like a Regent Honeyeater, they sounded like different species. Songbirds learn their songs the same way that humans learn how to speak. As young birds, when they leave the nest and go out into the big wild world, they need to associate with each other, older males, so they can listen to them sing and repeat that song over time, said Dr. Crates. The Regent Honeyeater, which has lost about 90% of its habitat, now has such a small, sparsely distributed population that young males are simply unable to find other males and hear their songs. So they end up learning the songs of other species, Dr. Crates explained. The natural song of the Regent Honeyeater has essentially disappeared in 12% of the population, the research revealed. Dr. Sue Ann Zollinger, an expert in animal communication from Manchester Metropolitan University in the UK, said the research demonstrated how songbirds need the chance to listen to and learn from each other. The same way that human children need a rich linguistic experience when young in order to speak fluently as adults. This study shows how damaging population declines and habitat fragmentation might be to this critical process in the life of songbirds, she commented. Teaching birds to sing. In note of conservation hope, the scientists are using their recordings of wild birds to teach captive honeyeaters their own song. There is already a project to release captive-bred Regent Honeyeaters into the wild every few years to boost the population. But if those males are singing a weird song, the females might not mate with them, explained Dr. Crates. So we hope that if they hear what they should be singing, they will learn to sing it themselves. The scientists added that in trying to conserve species, we have to think of these cultural traits, like birdsong, and other natural behaviors that are essential for animals to survive and thrive in the wild.